My name is Trish Ware, and I am obsessed with all things pregnancy and birth, and helping you to navigate both the practical and the magical seasons of this journey called motherhood. I'm an all-day coffee-sipping mama of seven. I've had the amazing privilege of delivering many babies in my 15-plus year career as a labor and delivery nurse and as a mama of seven. I'm here to help you take the guesswork out of childbirth so you can make the choices that are right for you and your baby. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and does not replace your medical advice. Check out our full disclaimer at the bottom of the show notes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Birth Experience with Labor Nurse Mama. And I am just going to forewarn you guys that today's episode, although it's going to be really powerful, I know this for a fact, but I want to tell you that myself and my guest both are having a day. Isn't that right, Becca?
So true.
So I have done something to tweak my back working out this morning, and Becca has had how many hours of sleep?
Like maybe three.
Okay, so she's had 3 hours of sleep. I've hurt my back, but that being said, I'm going to go ahead and actually introduce my guest. As you can see, already on the path to not doing this very well today. So today's guest is Becca Bovine, and she is really near and dear to me because not only is she one of my students from the VBAC lab, but she also hangs out in my postpartum membership and just shows my girls so many like tips and tricks for their pelvic floor, which is why she is here. She is rapidly growing on Instagram as Pelvic Floor Mama because she helps you with pregnancy pain, which we all really need. So welcome, Becca, to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. So poor Becca's had a few hours sleep. She just got home from the vacation. But go ahead and just tell everyone who you are, what you do, what your focus is.
Yeah, so I am pelvic floor mama. I do pelvic floor physical therapy, pelvic floor specialist. My favorite thing is helping pregnant moms overcome their pain, especially when so often they are told that it's normal and it's common. And I feel like when we tell someone that it's normal, it's something that can't be fixed or can't be helped. So you just have to deal with it. And pregnancy can be hard enough. Physically, mentally, emotionally, why are we not helping moms more?
I don't know. No, it's insane. And I love it, Becca, because I've been there with you from the beginning. I still remember when we had, I don't remember if it was a Zoom or just a talk, and you were saying that you really wanted to focus in this area. And it is needed, like you said, because what the heck? Why have so many hundreds of years gone by that women think, oh, that's just part of pregnancy. It's just part of pregnancy that I'm in pain. It's part of pregnancy that I pee on myself. It's part of postpartum that I pee on myself. All these things that if you know the right moves and exercises and that there are ways out of it, that it doesn't have to be just how it is. And I'm saying that with quotes. So I'm going to go ahead and just dive into the topic of pregnancy pain, because that is probably the one we hear a lot too on Labor Nurse Mama. And as you know, inside of my student community, because you're in there navigating that with them, and you've just released your online course for pregnancy pain. So let's go ahead and talk about that. So what I'm thinking is let's talk about maybe the top two that you hear the most from your clients, your in-person clients, and your online audience. So if you want to just jump in.
Yeah. So a lot of times the biggest complaint I'm hearing is it feels like my pelvic area, my groin, my pubic bone, however they explain it, is like ripping apart. Or like super sharp, stabbing, uncomfortable. They can't roll over in bed. It's hard to get dressed or to walk or to go up the stairs. I'm sure there's some mamas listening right now that are like, that is me. This is typically like symphysis pubis dysfunction. And it's a lot of times people are like, oh, just take a warm bath, take some Tylenol, this and that. But there are so many different things that you can help to help support your pelvis to help decrease the pain that you're having and essentially that like instability within the pelvis that's taking place and can improve like your pregnancy. Like I just had a couple mamas in the clinic who had this, and one of them felt so much better that she started going back to like her lifting at home and like her exercises and stuff. And when she came to me, she's like, I can barely walk. I'm getting like no sleep because no matter what I do in bed, I can't move.
And now she's lifting.
Yeah. And now she's lifting. And actually her due date is in 3 days. So we'll see what happens there. So yeah, that's exciting. And then the other mom, same thing, very similar, although she was not necessarily my go get it, I'm going to go lift, which you don't have to be. And she ended up having her baby. And by the end of it, I was having that pain. I forgot. So it's just, there are things that can be done to help it. And listening to that being such a top pain complaint, I guess, I decided to really not only just target that within my course, but there is like a huge section within a module of just feeling better if you're having this type of pain and things to do to limit the exposure to that pain, right? Because every time you're rolling out of bed or every time you go to put your pants on, you're like, ouch. So if we can find something a little more comfortable to do those and then work on things that are going to essentially give you pain-free pregnancy, then let's do that. So that's what the course is all about. It is not just pubic pain, pelvic pain. I know there's a lot of mamas dealing with around ligament pain or like underneath the belly and the front of the hips, lots of low back pain, hip pain in bed. Also, I hear too, you lay on one side and 30 minutes in, you're trying to switch. So all of that can be helped. It's a common part of pregnancy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that everybody has to suffer through. And sometimes especially with like my online mamas, they just do a couple exercises and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling so much better. This is the best sleep I've got. And I'm like, all you gotta do is like maybe 5 to 10 minutes of these intentional movement, which is one of the biggest things I preach, and you'll be feeling better. And so that's what a lot of them have already started to do. And they're already noticing the difference. And some of them are having babies now, which is crazy that I've been able to see that through.
Yeah, that's incredible. And the thing about it is you want to enjoy your pregnancy. Like you're so excited and maybe you did a lot to get pregnant and you planned this pregnancy and then you're miserable. But like Becca said, you don't have to be miserable and you may not all find like complete relief from the pain, but relief from the pain. And some of you might have relief. Not all of us, like you said, do that. But just being able to enjoy your daily life, that is prize enough. Because I remember with Grayson, I had really bad sciatica. And it was like, there was a portion of my pregnancy that I didn't get to enjoy because that pain takes precedence over everything. And I just hate that. Yeah, I really hate that for these moms. So I love that you said that. And for those of you guys listening, we'll have a link in the show notes to Becca's, what is the name of your course again?
It's Secrets to Releasing Pregnancy Pain.
There you go. That's exactly what we want. We want those secrets. So we'll have a special link for you guys down in the show notes and you can grab that. And what's really cool, so Becca, tell everyone like what you do in real life so they know like you're not just some mo on the internet that's saying, let me teach you this.
Yeah. So I'm a pelvic floor specialist. So I have not just moms. I have all types of women come into my clinic, not my clinic, but the clinic, and we address whatever's going on. So a lot of times there's pain with intercourse, there's leaking or incontinence. Some have had children, some have not. There's a lot of postpartum mamas, pregnant mamas, all of the above. I even have a couple endometriosis patients in the clinic as well. But I would say like the incontinence and I'd say the incontinence right now is the most common, which is also seeming to be a trend too, because even like the coughing and the sneezing, everyone's, oh, I just had a baby, so that's why. That might be caused it, but that doesn't mean you have to stay like worried that you're going to pee your pants.
Yeah. And I can testify to that because I did pelvic floor things throughout my pregnancies, and I've had 6 babies, and I have never, knock on wood, coughed or sneezed and peed on myself.
Yes.
If that's just your normal part of pregnancy, then I would be literally wearing a diaper from having so many babies.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be. Our bodies are so incredible.
They really are. And so often, too, sometimes, like, a lot of the moms that I get postpartum aren't necessarily, like, at their 6-week checkup, this is what's happening. A lot of the moms are coming in 2, 3, 4, 5 years after having a baby, and they're like, I'm having these issues. And it's when they start, 6 months after I had my baby, or within the first year after having my baby, were you able to do any of these things after you had your baby, like re-engaging your core or working on your pelvic floor or understanding any of those things? Because even if you don't have any symptoms or any problems currently, your body just went through a major life event, and it needs help going back to like its normal function without having baby with you. And that's so hard sometimes for moms to understand. And I wish, that's why I like catching moms like before they get pregnant or during pregnancy, to teach them and educate them on these things. So then there's less problems and maybe more prevention of things that can happen during labor, birth, or postpartum.
And that's where knowledge comes in, because it's exactly like me with mine. I want to get these first time moms, even though I love my moms who have had babies before, like you, who find me for the VBAC lab or for calm labor. But I really want to educate them before they feel traumatized by their birth, or they were coerced into a decision they don't agree with. And now they know in hindsight, man, I wish I would have been educated. And I feel the same way for you. Like, this should just be a normal part of the process of pregnancy. Like, you take a birth class, you see a pelvic floor specialist, you see a chiropractor, maybe some PT, something. Like, it's just part of that process so that you don't end up regretting or end up in pain. And I want to go back to something you said. So you said a lot of these moms come years later. Do they still, is it still possible for them to find relief? So if someone's listening right now, she could still come to you and get relief.
Yes. Yeah. So yes. And sometimes it can take a little bit longer if it's something that you have been dealing with for so long. And other times it's just a few visits, because it's just the simple fact of, like, as silly as it sounds, is the simple fact of understanding, like, your brain connecting to those muscles and just understanding that they're still there and they still need to work. And how do they work? I would say 95% of women in the clinic have no idea how to do. I don't even use Kegels ever. I don't use that word. But they don't know how to do a pelvic floor contraction. And sometimes they don't need necessarily to learn how to do the pelvic floor contraction, because they do know that. They need to relax their pelvic floor. And I think so oftentimes moms are like, I had a baby, and in quotations, like, I'm all loose now. And it's usually completely opposite. Your pelvic floor is now tight. It's hypertonic. Those muscles are in a constant state of contraction. And if we don't address it, then they can stay that way. And then that can lead with the pain with intercourse, the back pain, the hip pain, and incontinence. So there's so many different things that can contribute to things, but we definitely can get them better. And it just depends on, one, how quickly they can understand how to utilize, like, to use their muscles in different areas. And then, two, how long has it been going on, and how diligent are you going to do these things at home too?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I just practice, this is what you're going to do during your everyday life. Like, before you sneeze or you cough, you're going to try this. Or when you go to pick up the laundry basket, you're going to do this, because these are all things we do every day.
Yeah.
So instead of giving them like 15 minutes of exercises to go, 15, 20 minutes of exercises to go do at home on their own, each time you do, while you're standing and doing the dishes, you're going to try this. Or while you get up off the couch, you're going to do this. So just incorporating, like, daily activities into their already things that they're doing.
So if you had someone come to you for, let's say, you're saying you teach them how to do everyday things to help, would that also apply to the mamas who are coming to you pregnant and with pain? Are you also going to teach them, like, proper positioning?
Yes. Especially those moms who are, like a mom of multiple kids. You're still picking up other children. You're still trying to stay active with your other children. Not that it's limited to that, but also if you're pregnant and you can't do get up from the couch, or you can't bend over and pick up your groceries, mm-hmm. or things like that, those are daily tasks. Like those, you have to be able to do those to function, mm-hmm. essentially. So teaching them like the proper, changing the mechanics maybe of what you're doing, teaching you how to breathe, which sounds so silly, but so many times moms do the opposite of what you want to do. A lot of times pregnant moms are told not to do core strengthening. And it's, what do you think is working or helps you sit up or mm-hmm. stand up or pick something up? Like your core is working. So if you're not working on your core while you're pregnant, you're still like you're going to weaken your core because now you're not engaging it when you go to stand up. Maybe you have diastasis recti now, or maybe you will, which for those that don't know is like the ab separation throughout your belly, which can also lead to things postpartum as well. But you can work on it during pregnancy and you can work on it and fix it during postpartum. So there's so many different things that can be prevented or maybe decreased during like pregnancy to improve birth, postpartum, etc., and not have all of the postpartum problems, so to say, down the road.
I love that so much. And it's so important that the moms that are listening that maybe have been living with this and thinking there's no hope, there is. There are things you can do, because that can be exhausting to have all those things and not to be able to do your normal daily activities because of pain. And then, like you said, a lot of these moms have maybe a toddler. You don't get a choice. There's no choice in that. Like you can't just say, sorry, toddler, like I can't do it. It hurts. That's not an option at all. We said we were going to talk about pregnancy pain, but I love that you brought up the pain with sex, because I think that is another common thing that I hear in my postpartum membership, that these girls are like, I think it's such a like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a cycle, because if you try to have sex after baby and it hurts really bad, then you're scared. So then you're more tense and then it hurts worse. And it's this negative cycle you get into. So what is like one tip you would give these moms, like one win?
Listen to your body and communicate with your partner. So I guess there's not just like one.
Okay.
It's so hard because there's so many different things. And I feel like, especially the postpartum, it's so mentally exhausting.
Yeah. So I guess let me rephrase that in a way. I guess so you're saying it might be, the problem might not be that they need to learn how to contract their pelvic floor. It's that they need to learn how to relax their pelvic floor. So do you teach them breathing techniques along with the relaxation techniques, or am I just in a wrong thought?
I guess there is some breathing, but a lot of times it's more so like mobility. Your pelvic floor is tight. Your pelvic floor attaches in your vaginal canal. But if you look at a model of your pelvis, your tailbone, your like sacrum, like your hips, everything is connected and there's all these different muscles that attach to it. So working on mobility of like your pelvis and your low back and being able to do certain things can help decrease the tension throughout some of those muscles in that area, and then can help decrease the tension throughout the pelvic floor as well. And so just making sure that you have the coordination and the flexibility, for lack of a better word, can help decrease some of that pain that you're having with sex after having a baby, or even just in general. I have several people in the clinic right now who didn't just have a baby and it just started.
It's funny you said that, because I had someone reach out to me one time on Labor Nurse Mama, and she has never enjoyed sex because it's so painful. And she's not had babies. And I believe the reason she reached out to me is because she's afraid to have a baby, because she feels so much pain during sex. And she, if I'm remembering correctly, I think she had only been married for a very short amount of time, and it was really affecting their relationship too. because she was constantly in terror of him wanting to have sex, and she didn't because she was in so much pain. And my heart was, I told her to see a pelvic floor specialist and a therapist, because that's a lot of mental work that you have to work through too. Because like I said, I think that you get yourself into this cycle that sex represents pain instead of pleasure. And so it's just like a vicious cycle. But anyway, we got off on a whole nother tangent. So I'm super excited about your course. For those of you guys listening also, Becca is in my coaching group, my coaching mastermind, which I love having her, and she's one of my originals. And we have just been so excited because what she is bringing is valuable, especially in this internet world we live in where anybody can teach anything, whether or not they have experience or not. So I love that these mamas who are coming to you know that, like, you're working with women hands-on, so you're seeing, like, different issues, and you have such, like, valuable information to share with everyone. So that's so great. So let me ask you this. We've got let's say we have a pregnant mama. She's just found out she's pregnant, and she's not having pain. What are, like, one or two tips you would give to every pregnant mom so that they don't end up needing to take a pregnancy pain class?
Keep moving. I feel like first trimester's so hard. So give yourself grace that first try. I never tell anybody what they should be doing during that time, because for me personally, I was exhausted and I couldn't do much of anything outside my everyday activity. But then working on keep moving, because so often pregnant moms are like, oh, I'm pregnant, I can't do this and that. Actually, you can, unless you are like a high risk or there is some medical reason within your pregnancy that you cannot do these things. Keep doing them because it's going to help you. And those who have more movement in their pregnancy, it's shown to want to improve the pregnancy, improve their health, improve their baby's health, and improve their labor and birth and postpartum experience, and along so many other things. So I think that's really important. And then not even just strengthening, you need to think about some stretching, especially if you're someone who is, I'm going to hit the weights and I'm done, or I'm going to hit this workout that I really enjoy and I'm done. Guilty myself, where I do not stretch enough. And so during pregnancy, you really need to work on, like, your mobility side of things, so that way you can decrease the pain and tension. Because a lot of times the pain that you get at night is because of the things you're doing during the day. So if you can just improve, like, the motion and the mobility your body has, like, I get you're pregnant and everything seems lax, people say, but there's certain things that are going to tighten up, especially with the further along you get and, like, the added weight and how your body changes to help support the carrying that weight and things like that. So I'd say, like, keep moving and work on your mobility or your stretching, because those two things are going to help overall.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know that I say the same thing in both my birth courses, that movement. And it doesn't have to be anything insane. Like, you don't have to start some crazy routine. Just moving, taking a daily walk, doing some, I'm all about sitting in a squatting position and doing things like that. But one thing that I learned from another pelvic floor specialist that I had on the podcast, that it totally makes sense now, but I really quickly, before we end this episode, I wanted to chat with you, because I don't know that we have, but she was talking to me about even breech positioning can sometimes be a result of a pelvic floor issue, which was like, oh, wow, that does make sense.
Yeah. Because if you're having the tightness and stuff throughout, like, your pelvic floor, throughout your glutes, throughout your hips, like, there is no room for your baby to turn and be head down. So working on, like, that mobility, relaxation techniques and things like that is
and the stretching.
Really helpful. Yeah. So when I say mobility, movement with stretching. Yeah. So that's going to help give baby room to move if they're going to move.
Yeah.
But if they're not going to drop down, even with me, with my V-back, my hip flexors were so tight at the end of my pregnancy that thank God my doula was a massage therapist. She saw me at 40 weeks, 6 days, and she did some soft tissue to my hip flexors because I was terrible about doing mobility with her.
Oh, listen to that. The pelvic floor mama was not doing what she's saying you should do.
I was terrible. The amount of information I've learned even from having her to now is insane. And I even tell my husband, you want to do a redo? I want a redo.
Oh, I'm all about a redo. Come on now. Then you can come back with me.
So anyways, she did just some soft tissue stuff. And I'm not kidding. When I stood up off her table, I felt my daughter like slide into my pelvis. And I was like, oh, that's a lot of pressure. And I was already having like prodromal labor for a week. And I had already lost my mucus plug. Like we were just like false contractions for 3 hours and then stopped. I think it had been 6 days at this point. And so she felt like she like fell into my pelvis. I felt, and my doula's like, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, I don't know if it's going to be that quick. Sure enough, like 12 hours later, maybe 18, I'm like texting her, like, I'm definitely having contractions. I think you need to get this.
And it's just, that's the whole thing. I get all these questions from moms, especially post-date moms, like, how do I get my contractions to start? How do I get oxytocin flowing? You get it by the baby's head putting pressure on the cervix. Instead of us trying to drink all the things and do all the things, that's why Lene and I, you know, our team doula and I created that really low cost, I think it's $7 guide on the pelvis and the inlet and the outlet and the mid pelvis, because it doesn't matter what's going on. If the baby is not in proper positioning, your labor will never flow properly. Now, you may end up giving birth, but those are the moms who have a baby in a wonky position or what have you. But the most powerful thing you can do to get labor started is not all the concoctions or all of that, but it's doing something to get the baby's head putting pressure on the cervix, which starts the whole beautiful cycle. So I'll also link to that $7 guide, you guys. It's so invaluable. And we've got pictures and you can print it and put it in your hospital bag. Okay, Becca, thank you so much for coming here today and chatting, because I know you're exhausted and I'm miserable right now. But we did it. Hooray. That's how we do. So tell everybody where they can find you again.
Yes. So you can find me. It's Pelvic Floor Mama. But unlike Labor Nurse Mama, it's MOMA. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or the website where you'll find the course is pelvicfloormama.com. And if you use the code LNM, like Labor Nurse Mama, love, you will get a discount at checkout.
Awesome. And I will link to it in the show notes. All right. Thank you so much for coming today, Becca.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, mamas, I hope the biggest takeaway that you have today is that you don't have to suffer. You do not have to be in pain. Although it's common, it's not normal. So take action. As always, education, knowledge is power, but you have to use it. So hit the link in the show notes and check out Becca's powerful course on pregnancy pain and use the code LNMLOVE and you're going to get a sweet little discount and possibly even a little gift from me. So make sure you hit that link. As always, have a beautiful day. I hope you guys stay strong, stay powerful. You are incredible. We love you around here. Hit subscribe, leave a review, and as always, I'll see you again next week. Bye for now.